What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional with Trust in Jesus Ministries, and we are going through the book of Genesis. We're in Genesis chapter 29, 1 through 14, and I got to apologize real quick if it gets too loud. You might hear all these rumblings, all these engines, all these pistons firing because I'm in Daytona, and it is bike week. So we got the bikes just popping off, man. I forgot. A buddy of mine had told me, and I was like, yeah, I want to go up there. And so I came up here, but it was because I'm headed to another festival for Trust in Jesus Ministries Van Life, Evans Life. Check that out on the website if you don't know about it, man. Yeah, it's Evans Life, where we go out to these festivals that nomadic communities are held at, and we share the gospel. We help bring together the community of believers and hold chapel, pray over people, pray for people, pray with people. And then we just counsel and do chaplain services and hold a chapel. So, yeah, check that out. But I got a buddy up here that I'm going to try and meet up with while we are in Daytona. Say hi to him since he's here. But I forgot about it. Yeah, my bad, guys. So if you hear the rumblings and stuff, it's because it's bike week here in Daytona Beach. Anyway, we're in Genesis, and we have come to the point after which Jacob has had the dream. He's made the vows, said that he is going to he's like, man, you'll be my God. And or if you were going to be my God, he's like, this place, Bethel, this stone, which I have set, is going to be a house of God. And so, yeah, he seems to have changed because he encountered God. Now, let's see what happens if the actions actually convey the heart. Let's see if he put his money where his mouth is. Let's see. So if you haven't checked it out, 29, 1 through 14, read it. Stop the tape. Check it out. Read what it got to say. Then come back. If you've already read it, let's dive on in. So what is the scripture saying? What's the author actually wrote down? And what's he talking about? Well, it says that after all of that stuff happened, that Jacob got up and went. And then it says he came to this this well, and it talks about description of the well, right? There's like this huge stone on top of the well, and there's these sheep or flocks of sheep and shepherds just chilling, kicking it by the well. And it says this huge stone that's on top is rolled away by the people. And then they get the water and they water the sheep, and then they put the stone back over, and it's huge. It says it takes a lot of people to be able to do this. And so Jacob comes up to these guys. He's like, hey, where are you guys from? And they said, we're from Haran. He's like, oh, yeah. He's thinking in his head, oh, that's good, because, man, that's where Laban from. And so he asked him, he says, hey, where's Laban from? Or, I mean, do you guys know Laban? They're like, oh, yeah, we know him, man. Yeah, he's like, is it well with him, man? Everything gravy with him? Yes, sir. They was like, he's doing good. Matter of fact, that's his daughter coming up right here. That's his daughter bringing these sheep up here. And they're like, hey, we ain't ready for you yet, man. We're not going to move the stones. It's like, we ain't, it's not that time yet. And so Jacob, he like, what? Why ain't y'all moving? Why ain't y'all getting ready for this, man? And he's like, it's too early in the day. You got a long time left. You should be getting this stuff ready, grazing the sheep, watering the sheep, man, and getting them ready. And so it could have been, you know, a little bit of slyness when he saw Rebecca, because we're going to find out that he digging Rebecca, trying to get a little alone time with her. But anyway, when he sees her, he goes over and he moves a stone on his own. So this is crazy. Jacob, who has this super strength, I guess, because he moves this stone from upon this big cistern or this well so that they can water their goods. So not only, you know, he's trying to get them away, but also he's trying to show off a little bit of a strength, trying to impress her a little bit, maybe, you know. But anyway, he goes up to her, man, and he gives her a kiss, you know, like a greeting. And then he cries, man. He just weeps because he has finally found his family again. I mean, I'm sure he is in some dire straits because of the fact that he had to run away from his home because of the things he had done to Esau, man. And he finally found family again. And so he cries. And then he tells her who he is. And once he tells her who he is, she runs and he tells her her dad. And then whenever her dad finds out and hears that, oh, dang, my sister's son is back, whom he probably thought he would never see any of them again, as she has left. Rebecca took off and went to the land. He's excited. He runs out there and he greets him. He embraces him. He gives a big old hug and a kiss, man. He's like, dude, you my family, man. He says, surely you are bone, my bone and my flesh. So not only is he recognizing, we talked a little about this earlier, that phrase there could have even more meaning than just saying you're my family. He's like, man, we are family, but we are now going to be bonded together, because he told him, he's like, hey, stay with me, man. And so it says that Jacob stayed with him for 3 months. So what's all this got going on, man? What's this show? What's this talking about God? How does this reveal God's character in what we just read? Well, I think it's important to realize that what has happened here is that God has shown his faithfulness. You see, Jacob was like, I'm gonna let God prove himself. I'm gonna follow God. I'm gonna do what he says do. Well, God has. He has brought him to Haran, and he has brought him to his uncle, Laban, and future wife / wives, I guess, Leah and Rebecca. Rachel. And so he sees Rachel. That's his faithfulness. But it's also his sovereignty, man, that he would place all of these factors to happen. Like, what is the likelihood that he would see this well, stop by it, and it be the well in which Rachel is going to come up to at a certain time of day, where she is actually going to be there, and that she's a shepherdess, that she would be coming up there to water her sheep. I guess that's how you would say it. Feed the sheep, flock the sheep. Like, what are the odds of that, right? Well, that's God's sovereignty in play. He is placing Jacob in a place where he can see Rachel. He can see Rachel, meet her, find his family, and then be reunited with his cousins. That's sovereignty right there, man. That's God doing some amazing stuff. What does this say about man? Well, I think it says for us that we were made for community. We're not supposed to be alone, man. And that's what happened, you know, Jacob kind of getting lonely there for a while, so much so that when he finds his family, he cries. And I think that's how we all feel, is that we want a place to belong, a place to stay, a place to find community. And that's where the church is. So that's the application here, is that we should find ourselves a community. And I talked a little bit about that van life thing that I was doing and how we're going to all these events and these festivals. And that's what we want to do, is we want to do what God has created us to do and be a community. And so find community, find your people, find your tribe. Trust that God will help you find them too as you seek. If you're not in a church right now, diligently look and seek so that you can become a part of the community of believers. And if you are a part of that community of believers, seek out others to show them the value and the worth of community in the church. Man, there's nothing better than the family. And so I want to end with this: be the church. May God bless you guys, and I will see you in the next episode.